Video: Stephen A. Smith apologizes for saying blacks relate to Trump, then cites growing support for Trump among blacks. By Dylan Gwynn on April 23, 2024. Stephen A. Smith apologized for saying black people relate to Trump because of his persecution by the legal system, in a way. The ESPN Hot Take Machine took to the podcast airwaves on Monday to list the various civil rights organizations and media personalities who took him to task for saying that the slew of legal trials the former president is being subjected to would endear him to blacks who feel similarly persecuted. Dare I say something that might well probably be termed the most uncomfortable thing that I've ever had to articulate out of my mouth from a political perspective, Smith said last week on Hannity. But I gotta tell you something. As much as people may have been abhorred by Donald Trump's statement weeks ago talking about how black folks, he's hearing that black folks find him relatable because what he is going through is similar to what black Americans have gone through, he wasn't lying. He was telling the truth. On Monday, Smith attempted to clear the air. A lot of folks in black America seem pretty pissed with me right now. From friends and loved ones to colleagues, contemporaries, and, dare I say, even the NAACP itself. Quite a few folks were put off, if not flat out offended after my words were interpreted as associating support for Trump from the black community with all the legal issues he's facing. For that, I sincerely apologize. To be clear, my words were misconstrued. However, shortly after backpedaling in deference to his critics, Smith went on to list several polls and surveys showing that blacks had indeed increased their support for the former president. Smith stressed that he studied the facts before giving his opinion and that there had indeed been a momentum shift among blacks towards Trump. Most of the reaction on X, however, was unsympathetic to Smith. It could be argued that Smith's apology was actually a stronger statement of support than his initial interview on Hannity. Though he backpedaled, Smith used his X platform to tell his nearly 6 million followers about an important shift in a crucial voting bloc that Democrats can ill afford to lose. If the polls Smith mentioned are correct, they could foretell a historic shift in the Democrats' most consistently loyal demographic. After all, it's not like Smith said he was voting for Trump. All he said was that more blacks could relate to him. And whether it's because of Trump's legal struggles or just because their lives were demonstrably better when he was president, he seems quite correct about that.